because coffee is a traded commodity on the New York Stock Exchange, and that commodity price is actually driven more by the oil price than by the actual economics of the coffee systems on their whole, which is kind of the first part of that conversation. So what the price on the stock exchange is does not necessarily reflect the price that the supply chain is paying when we go out and, you know, buy a cup of coffee. The decrease in coffee prices for seed in certain parts of the world, which doesn't necessarily translate into cheaper coffee prices down the line as far as the supply chain goes. And there's a couple of different reasons for that. The economic and the social piece in different countries. You get the sovereign risk piece as well. So, you know, how governments are regulated, what level of corruption there is, all those sort of things in growing regions. But the primary part there is, as development and technology increases within the actual DNA of the plant and our agricultural expertise increases, that tries to flow into those growing areas. Having said that, there's also just the normal supply and demand economics that drive down those prices sometimes. Having said that, when we look at the price of coffee down the line in the supply chain towards our roasting partners in consuming countries and us as consumers when we buy a coffee, the pricing pressures there haven't alleviated, or these reflection of price decreases are basically just making up for drastic losses from that part of the supply chain that hasn't been making a living wage at origin for a long period of time. Quick example of that is, at origin, a lot of farmers at the farm gate don't necessarily actually make what is defined as a living wage by the UN. And so these prices are really just a softening of maybe some of their costs to get them towards maybe getting to a living wage, not necessarily improving their business where they make more money than they had before. They're just making some money rather than taking a loss.
And could we also expect to see the prices stay at a low range, or is it something that will fluctuate a lot on the stock exchange?
Stock exchange itself, again, tied to the oil price. So the cost of moving something or a product is really driving the cost of that product from that exchange point of view. That is kind of decoupled to the coffee that we as consumers consume. Most of what we drink is actually Arabica from certain regions of the world, which is actually not the bulk of the coffee that is purchased or traded. The bulk of that coffee is going into something like instant coffee, you know, all those kind of quick fix coffees, typically Robusta, some of Arabica. But the vast majority of the stuff that we will go and consume at a cafe as a consuming country actually falls with outside of that sort of pricing spectrum, because it's that pricing is set based on quality, not necessarily in quantity or that commodity price, which is due to the transport costs involved.
If that's the case, then how come it's judged on those merits and not on the same merits that other traded commodities are traded in?
Just the difference of what we're consuming. Probably, if you want to use the example of oil prices to gas prices, oil prices may be down and gas prices, you know, in theory, usually go down as well. But Avgas, the premium quality of the stuff that the airlines use and we as consumers don't see, that stuff would actually maybe remain high because there's more processing involved, it's better quality, all that sort of stuff. It's the same with the stuff that we consume. Most of the stuff in Australia will be typically a specialty grade of coffee or near a specialty grade. And that means on a scale of 100, Q graders around the world agree that a coffee has a particular score which sets its value in the open market. And that is much higher than the commodity price that is traded, because that is a much lower grade of coffee.
If more suppliers ended up getting their coffee from certain areas where the prices of these coffee beans are lower, could we see a dip in the price? Or is there any other way that we could ever, as coffee drinkers, see a dip in the price of coffee?
Yes and no. So not from the current pricing decreases, because it's actually not the coffee that we actually consume. We could, a roaster could potentially go out and buy that, roast it and provide it to us, but we wouldn't want to drink it. And that's the problem. So the stuff that we do want to consume, because we've been trained to be good coffee connoisseurs and understand what a good quality coffee is, we only want to drink the very top 10%. The top 15, 10, 20% of the total coffee production in the world is actually what we consume on a day-to-day basis in that cafe environment. The only way to get a softening of costs there is typically, or within the Australian market at least, is around a decrease in fixed costs, in leasing costs for a cafe. That's the number one piece of expense or cost within a cafe business they can't control and it always goes up. And then also the other part to that is the most expensive thing in a cup of coffee for an Australian cafe is typically the milk and the labour. So milking prices, they're already pretty much rock bottom due to many different reasons and obviously the milk wars that have gone on in this country. But for the labour part, that is regulated by the federal government, in which case is probably not going to go down anytime soon or ever. So realistically, if we had a sweeping change of, you know, leasing structures were all brought down to, instead of $800 a square metre, you're paying all of a sudden $400 a square metre, those cafes would have some ability to lower the price of coffee for the consumer.
We've been talking about the Australian coffee prices. What about overseas? For example, some of the beans that come from Brazil, where apparently, according to the report, the price of the coffee beans have been decreasing. Could those sorts of locations also actually experience cheaper coffee, or is it something that remains uniform more worldwide?
So Brazil and Vietnam are the two largest growing regions in the world by volume, which we consume a very, very small percentage, which is that very high-level quality part, which is different to the commodity sort of price, right? It's like having a very cheap wine or a clean skin label versus a Dom Perignon. The Dom Perignon will always have a price. The cheaper wine will fluctuate with market conditions and basically supply and demand of how much grapes you've got to press, and therefore volume of wine, you may decrease that because you've got so much to sell. And that's kind of the difference between the two. For those actual regions, typically origin countries don't consume anywhere near as much coffee as they produce, or we actually consume in what is considered, which is called a consuming nation versus an origin nation. So for us, and typically New Zealand as well, which follows very closely to our market with the same pressures, our markets would probably not have any softening in price for a consumer, whereas in, say, Brazil, where they are consuming domestically some of their product, yes, they could potentially see a decrease in price.